The Supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord and Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about Satan in the view of Islam. Please be with us. Today, Friday, is the 29th of Zilhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 29th of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is verses 41 to 42 of chapter Al-Hijr from the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال هذا صراط علي مستقيم.
Allah said, "This is a path of return to me that is straight."
إن عبادي ليس لك عليهم سلطان إلا من اتبعك من الغاوين.
Indeed, my servants, no authority will you have over them except those who follow you of the deviators.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Iblis announced that he would mislead all except selected devotee individuals. In this verse, Allah remarks the reason as to why Iblis does not have the power to dominate his servants is because of his straight path and his way of treatment. That is, Allah's way of treatment is such that He Himself guarantees their protection. And this does not imply that Iblis would have nothing to do with them. On the contrary, he might not be in a position to exercise any power over them. Satanic cults are alive and kicking as never before. Satan was as confused as he was wrong about the most fundamental things in life. For instance, he blames Allah for sending him astray, while at the same time, he promises that he himself will send people astray. According to some commentators of the Holy Quran, he wavered between fatalism and notion of absolute free will. Satan knew what and where the truth lay, but since he refused to comply with it, he was keen to obscure it and obscure all the avenues leading to it. He wanted to muddle and confuse the truth, making it neither fully known nor knowledgeable. Satan's case additionally shows that knowledge alone is not enough to attain faith. More than that, especially from immaterial spheres, is required.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin Astain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with studying various ways of satanic temptations. That's where Imam Amir al-Mu'minin al-Islam indicated in this way. أَلَوْا أَنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ قَدْ جَمْعَ حِزْبَهُ وَاسْتَجْلَبَ خَيْلُهُ وَرِجْلَهُ Certainly, Satan has collected all his party members, وَسَجْلُ وَخَيْلُهُ, and has collected all his associates in order to mislead the believers from the right path. Now we find that in the holy in the book Nahj al-Balagha, there are many indications in this regard. In contrast to the people of Satan, we find that there is Hezbollah. I mean, Hezbollah means, I mean, the party of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who follow the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Holy Quran, it's indicated, لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كان آباؤهم أو أبناؤهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم أولئك كتب في قلوبهم الإيمان وأيدهم بروح منه ويدخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها رضي الله عنهم عنه ورضوا عنه أولئك حزب الله ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون. The Holy Quran says that those people who follow the divine indications, they belong to the party of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. beware that the party of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the felicitous. Thank you very much.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise, be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
On the continuation of best strategies that we have known in the series of today's special, we're rich to arrogance, different from kibr, of course. Arrogance is thinking one is safe from the punishment of Allah in this world and in the hereafter. Satan convinces some people that because they do such and such great deeds, they are the best and will definitely go to Jannah and paradise. We can never be so sure of ourselves and our deeds. We do not know in what condition we will die. We need to humble ourselves and always rely on Allah and make dua and hope for His mercy to let us enter the paradise, inshallah.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi.
Now, how to defeat Satan? One step is watching your tongue. Ever had one of those times when you said something awful to someone and wished you didn't? Maybe they provoked that response out of you, or maybe you were just in a bad mood at that time. Whatever happens, remember that one of the tools of Satan to sow the seeds of discord among us is through our speech. Someone hurt you and you lashed out. Or your parents upset you and you said hurtful things. Even though we can sometimes justify what we say to others, you should remember that good speech is a characteristic of a good Muslim. And Satan does nothing but stir fight amongst people. Watch your tongue and your temper. And if anyone tries to push your buttons, seek refuge from Satan and maintain your peace.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states within the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, أَنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوًا فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Shaytan is your greatest of enemy. Therefore declare him as your enemy. Declare him as your greatest of enemies. I remember when I was growing up, I had a friend, a good person, who just simply went to a Lakers game. Now, this is something very normal. He went to a Lakers game with a bunch of friends. And I guess in the parking lot, they had an encounter with some people. Still, very reasonable, very simple. When we get angry, the shaitan comes and whispers in our ears, in our heart. We feel the whispers. He's pushing us. What is the story behind the whispers of shaitan? I'm sure you all recite the last chapter within the Holy Quran, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. The one who whispers in the hearts and the minds of people. He doesn't whisper in my ears, but he whispers within my inner existence. So who's Waswas al-Khannas? What's the story behind this? The last chapter within the Holy Quran was revealed after this ayah was revealed. What is the ayah? قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. And tell my servants that have drowned themselves in sin not to give up hope with Allah, to seek repentance, to come back. And Allah shall forgive all their sins. The most beautiful verse in the Quran. When this verse was revealed, Shaytan called all his troops. All his troops? He said, gather. Have you read the verse in the Quran? Allah says He will forgive all the sins. How can we counter this? So each one of his troops, each one of his allies, the shayateen, began to say something. Until this one, this evil, al-waswas al-khannas, the repetitive whisperer, he's one of the allies, one of the shayateen. His name is al-waswas al-khannas, the repetitive whisperer. Came and he said, I will whisper in their hearts until they commit the sin. And then I will whisper in them, I will whisper in their hearts until they procrastinate repentance.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you so much for joining us. That was all for today's special, inshallah. We continue this interesting topic, that is the difference between Satan and Iblis, and the concept of both of them. So, we meet you soon. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time. And fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi. محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and on the threshold of the morning month of Muharram, we present you a wise saying from the immortal martyr of Karbala, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Whoever uses symbolism in religious matters will always remain in confusion, deviated as he stumbles off the right path, sticking to deviation wherever he goes, straying off the right course, and saying bad and worthless things.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and a very noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And this hadith is about the blessing of memorizing things, memorizing knowledge, memorizing verses of the Holy Quran, memorizing hadith. You know, memorizing in and of itself is something very good and profitable and blessed. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, and this tradition has been related from Al-Mufaddal, one of the companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. You know, there's a book called Tawheed-e-Mufaddal, in which Imam Sadiq alayhi salam talks about the wonders of creation and mentions them to this person. The same person says that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Have you ever thought what man's state would have been if from among all his traits he missed the faculty of memory?" Right, so this hadith, it not only, it talks about, in reality also, the blessing of the faculty of memory. Why memory is such an important thing and good. The Imam questions this person and asks him, what would happen if a person didn't have this faculty? The Imam says, and how many problems he would have suffered in his affairs, his livelihood and his experiences, if he did not remember what was to his benefit and what was to his detriment, what he had taken and what he had given, and what he had seen and what he had heard. He would not have learned the way even if he had traversed the same path countless times, or retained a science, even if he had kept learning it all his life, right? You know, we have short-term memory, we have long-term memory. A lot of times, you know, people who are hidden, get hit in the head or experience a fall and, you know, something happens to them, right? A lot of times their short-term memory or their long-term memory is affected, and great problems occur for such people. Right? We can learn the blessing and the importance of, you know, this faculty if we look at such individuals. The Imam says, he would not have learned the way even if he had traversed the same path countless times, or retained a science even if he had kept learning it all his life, or professed a religion, or benefited by an experience, or been able to take a lesson from anything that had happened. Truly, he would have lost the very basis of his humanity, right? All of the person's efforts and everything that he would have done would have come to naught, and it would be impossible for him, you know, to live a normal life, right? In similar connection to this topic, the Prophet ﷺ said regarding memorization, three things eliminate forgetfulness. So memorization in and of itself, this faculty is good. It's also necessary for us to cultivate it, to make it better, right? The Prophet said three things: eliminate forgetfulness and incite remembrance. Recitation of the Holy Quran, brushing the teeth, and finally, fasting. If we want to increase our memories, let's say that something happens to our memories, they become weaker, we can improve them by these three things. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the blessing of the faculty of memory and what helps increase it. In the words of Imam Sadiq and the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل محمد
وعجل فرج. So, respected brothers and sisters, welcome back. Assalamu alaikum one more time. So, the next lesson is about ميم مشدد, okay? Or the rules of, sorry, ميم ساكن. The next lesson is about Mim Sakin. The same as Nun Sakin, we have some rules for Mim Sakin as well, okay? Three rules are there, okay? That you don't need to worry, they are easy, inshallah, okay? No problem. So the first rule is Ilhar for Mim Sakin. The second rule is Iqlab, a little, kind of Iqlab. It's not the letter Iqlab, sorry. The letter Iqlab is there, the letter Ba, okay? Mim approaching the letter Ba. So here, opposite to idgha, Nun Sakin. When Nun Sakin is there, plus Ba, what rule was applied?
Iqlab.
Iqlab. But here, Mim Sakin plus Ba, Ikhfa is applied, okay? Ikhfa is applied. Okay? Nun Sakin. Mim Sakin plus Ba, Ikhfa is applied.
Yes.
And the next one is idgha mutamathilain that I told you.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
We practiced idgha mutamathilain, and now, Ikhfa of, idhar of the Mim Sakin and also the Ikhfa one, okay?
So, yes.
It's very easy, no problem. So, Ikhfa of Mimi Sakin, whenever you see a meme approaching a letter, which is Ba, try to hide the sound of meme. Okay? How? For example, Fabashirhum ends with meme, yes?
Yes.
Mim Sakin? Hum.
Yes.
Mim Sakin. Bi'adhab. Fabashirhum. Bi'adhab. So how do you apply the rule Ikhfa here with Mim Sakin?
Fabashirhum
bi'adhab. Ah, that's correct. Ikhfa. That's easy. The lips do not touch one another. Okay? Fabashirhum bi'adhab. Ikhfa for two beats. Okay? Two counts. فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Okay? فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ. All right?
Yes.
Difficult or easy?
Easy.
Easy.
Easy, yes.
The next ayah. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَاهُ. So, يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ.
يعلم بي يعلم بأن
يعلم بأن produce the sound of me but as if like there is a tissue or a paper between your lips. Do not completely close your mouth. يعلم بأن okay فوات say this example ربهم بذنبهم
ربهم بذنبهم
apply the rule هم ميم ساكن ب
ربهم
no do not close your mouth
ربهم
yeah ربهم بذنبهم okay do not do this when you for example recite in a very in a competition okay Quran competition okay go there okay that the teacher is okay they're looking at you
so you apply this so creative
yeah so creative okay ربهم بذنبهم
ربهم
بذنبهم yeah the way you apply it اقلاب I mean closing your lips that level okay at that level so like a tissue or a paper has to go between your lips okay that much space has to be there okay
ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى
this way ألم يعلم بأن الله okay
yes
فبشرهم بعذاب
حسن
حسين روح الله علي ناصر
فبشرهم بعذاب
أحسن فوات
فبشرهم بعذاب
عذاب أحسن ما شاء الله I do not بشر you بعذاب okay I do not give you the good news of like عذاب فبشرهم بعذاب okay so that was about إخفاء of ميم ساكن very easy alhamdulillah yes no problem so whenever you see ميم ساكن you have to apply this rule okay the next letter is whenever you see a ميم ساكن plus ميم متحرك what does it mean ميم ساكن means a ميم having no harakat no فتحة no كسرة no ضمة
yes
and plus a ميم which has فتحة كسرة ضمة right Fawad
yes
so ميم ساكن plus ميم متحرك you merge ميم ساكن to ميم متحرك مشدد it becomes مشدد Yes. So this is called idgham mutamathilain. I told you idgham means merging, joining two letters.
Yes.
So if you join two letters which are the same, this is called mutamathilain.
Yes.
Very easy. So let's practice some words. Wa amanahum mim sakin min khawf. Go to Surah Al-Quraysh. Surah Al-Quraysh. Kind of the last pages of the Quran. Surah Quraysh.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
لإيلاف قريش
لإيلاف قريش
إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف
إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف
So whenever we study ميم ساكن rules, okay, you have to look for ميم ساكن.
Yes.
Whenever you find ميم ساكن, take a look at the next letter. If the next letter is با, apply the rule إخفاء. If the next letter is again ميم, apply the rule إدغام. If the next letter is the rest of them, not با, not ميم,
nothing.
What rule is applied?
إظهار.
No merge, no change, no hide.
Hide.
No change. Okay. Sorry. No merge.
No rule.
No. No merge. No
change. Hide.
No hide. No change.
Yes.
What is applied?
Idhar.
Yeah, Idhar.
That's what I said first.
Great. Thank you. So, here, إِلَافِهِمْ
رِحْلَةً
ميم ساكن. What is after ميم ساكن?
Ra.
Is Ra the letter Ba or ميم?
None of them.
So, Idhar.
Yes.
Just clearly produce the sound of ميم and go on. إيلافهم wrong. إيلافهم wrong. إيلافهم wrong. Nothing. Just meme, meme, meme. Ra ra ra. Easy. إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء. Do not stay here. Okay. Do not prolong the sound. إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف. Go on.
إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف.
أحسن. فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت.
فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت.
Why هذا؟ فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت.
فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت.
This ayah, we have many examples. الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف.
الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف.
Battery low. Okay, because we are applying like too many rules here. It needs a long breath, yes? So, look, we have all these four rules here in this ayah.
Yes.
Surprisingly, we have four rules. إخفاء, إظهار, إقلاب, إدغام, all of them here in this.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Okay, where is the rule Idhar? Can you find the rule Idhar in this ayah? Idhar was when do we apply the rule Idhar?
When there is Nun Sakin or Tanween.
Plus?
Plus letters from
the 15 Ayn. Letters.
Throat letters.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So some in Jua.
Jua is Jim from throat letters. Do you say like this?
Min khawf.
Min khawf. Noon plus kha. Example for? Idhar. Min ju'i wa amanahum min khawf. Min khawf, example for? Idhar. Yes. The next letter rule. Example for idgham. Fawad, say it right now.
Yes, من جوع وآمنهم.
عو وآمنهم. This is عن وآمنهم. عو وآمن. This is no, only عو. This is the example.
من جوع individually plus.
No, no. Do not say من جوع individually. من جوع is example for
إخفاء.
إخفاء. جوع example for إدغام. إدغام with غنّة ولا غنّة.
سميت
غنّة.
With غنّة. Okay.
يمون letters.
إدغام with غنة or without غنة؟
With غنة.
With غنة. So, example for إخفاء؟
من جوع.
من جوع.
Okay. I said finally.
Great. Okay. An example for إقلاب؟
إقلاب؟
من خوف. No.
Have you found this?
So we don't have.
Come on. We have a ba here. Why don't you see that?
No.
There is a ba. Come on.
No, sir.
Open your eyes. There is no ba in this ayah?
No.
Look, even we don't have any ba, but still we have the rule.
Oh. Sir.
Come on.
Yeah.
Let me recite this ayah if you find.
Mim
khawf? No. Let me recite this ayah. No. It's not. You can't find it if I do not recite.
Khawf.
Okay, recite.
Let me recite, okay? Sorry. Listen carefully, okay, if you find this.
الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
Yes.
There.
Yes.
Okay.
Here
we go. Khawfin, bismillah. Yeah, the letter ba.
That's what I said, khawf.
MashaAllah, yes. You just say something. Khawf, I said khawf. Yes. He said example for ikhfa, khawf. example for idgham, khawf.
Intentionally.
Do you know what does khawf mean?
Yes.
Fear.
I know. Okay. In Urdu it means as
well. Okay. So, min khawfin, look, there is a tiny meme. Khawfin, if you connect it with the next surah starting with Bismillah, because the next surah starts with Bismillah, so.
That's what I khawfin said.
Khawfin, Bismillah. Okay.
Because I just saw them.
So, we had all, yeah, we had all the rules here, but we were talking about meme sakin. Yes. So, is there any rule for meme sakin? At'amahum idgham.
Yes.
Amanahum idgham.
Yes.
So, alhamdulillah, we finished the meme sakin rules as well. So, whenever you see meme sakin plus meme, what rule? Idgham. Merge them together. Meme mutaharrik. Whenever you have meme sakin plus the letter ba, what rule is applied? Ikhfa. So, next one, whenever you see meme plus not ra, not ba, not meme, rest of the letters?
Idhar.
Idhar. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. MashaAllah. Thank you so much. Inshallah, we'll see you in the next coming sessions with the next rules. We'll go through the, inshallah, through the mad, okay, which is a very important part of our lessons, okay? Al mad. So we have different types of mad and a long discussion there. Stay with us, inshallah. See you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. Thanks to Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasser, Fawad Haider, me and you, all of you, okay? See you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa atil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Brothers and sisters, dear listeners السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to IRIB English Radio and you are listening to the program like Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم where we look at the life of the Prophet and we try to learn something from his akhlaq from his method, way of life so we can apply it and become better people too One of the most noticeable traits of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is him fulfilling his promise. When he promises somebody, he would always fulfill it no matter what under what condition it might be. A person by the name of Ibn Abi al-Hamsa, he said, "Bay'atu an-nabi qabla an yub'ath, fawa'adani." I came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi before he was sent as a messenger. And we had an appointment. فَوَعَدَنِي مَكَانًا Then he, you know, we said, okay, I'll meet you at this place. فَنَسِيتُهُ يَوْمِي And I forgot about this whole appointment that I made with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. فَأَتَيْتَهُ الْيَوْمُ الثَّالِثِ. And then I came to him on the third day. Then the Prophet says to me, he says, يَا فَتَى لَقَدْ شَقَقْتَ عَلَيِّ أَنَا هُنَا مِنْدُ ثَلَاثَ أَيَّامِ. You made it hard for me. I've been waiting for you in this place for 3 days. Could you imagine that you give an appointment to someone, says, I'll meet you at the park, and you go there, your friend does not show up because he forgot, and you would wait for him 3 days, 4 days until he comes? Now, that's dedication to the oath, to promise. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, إِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَعَدَ رَجُلٌ إِلَى صَخْرَةٍ. He had an appointment with a person near to a rock. فقال أنا لك هاهنا حتى تأتي. The Prophet says, I will wait for you here until you come. فاشتدت الشمس عليه. It was hot. The sun was in the middle of the day and it was really hot for the Prophet. فقال له أصحابه. The companions, they said to the Prophet, يا رسول الله إنك لتحولت إلى الظل. You know, I know next to the rock it's sunny. Just move to a place where there's a shed. Like, just go to a nearby place where there's a shed and wait for your friend. He said to them, no. وَعَدْتُهُ إِلَى هَهُنَا. I gave him an appointment that I will meet him in this rock, in this place. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَجِئْنِي كَانَ مِنْهُ الْمَحْشَرُ. And if he does not come, I will wait for him until I die, basically. And this is dedication in terms of giving appointments. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I just read 2 hadiths and narration in this regard. You can read hundreds more of how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he gives a person an appointment, he never breaks it. He would wait and not move from his spot if he has given a person an appointment at this place. So me and you, I mean, you know where I'm going to go with this, right? When it comes to giving an appointment to people or promising people things, we have to fulfill that promise. If I say I will meet you at this place, I have to meet you at this place. It's as simple as it gets. It's not much to ask for. If I ask you to meet you at this time, then I should be present at this time we agreed on. If I promise to give you something, then I have to fulfill my promise. So when we promise people, sometimes we promise them many things. Sometimes we promise them that we will, you know, get together with them. Sometimes we will promise to give them things. Sometimes we promise to take care of something for them. So promise is a general word, as we say in Arabic, al-wa'd. It's a general term. It encompasses many things. Before we dive into this topic, let us take a break and then we will come back.
جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء يا حبيبي يا محمد يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك
عليك. Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So we learned that the Prophet, if he gives an appointment to a person, he's always there. He never breaks his promises under no circumstances. Hot, cold, 1 day, 2 day, 3 days, he would remain there waiting for you. Now, sometimes as Muslims, it is known about us as Muslims that when we give an appointment, we are never on time. And this is sadly became known about us. They call it Arabic times or Muslim time. You tell someone that, okay, I'll meet you at 2 o'clock. They show up at 5. They show up at 4. They show up at 4:30. And when you call them and you say, where are you? They say to you, I am on my way. Where they're actually still in the house, they haven't got dressed. So they even lie. As a Muslim, you should honor your word. you should honor your promise. If you promise to be there at 10, you should be there at 9:30, 9:45, just so you take precaution that you do not miss the timing, the appointment that you made with someone. If you promise someone that you will see them at a specific place, you have to go there. You can't just call them after 2 hours, 3 hours and cancel. Like, oh, look, I can't make it anymore. Sorry. That goes against ahd. So we say, al-mu'minuna 'inda uhudihim. A believer, when he makes a pact, when he makes a deal, when he makes a promise to any human being, he has to stand to that promise. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he would keep his promises with Muslims and non-Muslims alike. He would not move from his spot to that extent because he gave his word. Me and you as mu'mineen, as believers, we have to do the same. We have to uphold our promises. Timing is absolutely crucial. If you say someone, I will meet you at this time, we have an appointment at this time, you need to show on time. If you're busy, if you have things to do, or if you're not caring, you're wasting someone else's time. That will be added to your sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge me and you for that. He says, well, surely you don't care about your time, but what about other people's time that you took? If you give an oath and you break it, you break that trust between the Muslims themselves. There would be no trust between us. Why would I trust you and why would you trust me if we keep giving each other appointments and keep giving each other times and stuff and we never uphold it? So Allah says, no, a mu'min, a believer, a true Muslim, needs to uphold his ahd, as we say, al-wafa'u bil-ahd, fulfilling that promise between one another. And sometimes even when it comes to our children, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, la tu'uduhum ma tukhalifuhum. Do not promise your child something and then break your promise. فَإِنَّهُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيْكُمْ. They look at you as you are their creator, their Rabb. So even when it comes to your kids, it doesn't mean, okay, with other people outside, I can promise them and fulfill my promise. With my family, I shouldn't. That shouldn't happen. That should not, you know, as a mu'min, a promise is a promise. It doesn't matter who you give it to your wife, to your child, to your friend, to anybody. So it makes a huge difference when we promise our kids and our families things, but we break them. When we do that, we break this trust between us and them. Therefore, this is something that we learn from our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, that when we promise, we make oaths, we make pacts, we have to live by that under all circumstances and under all conditions. This is the akhlaq of our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habib.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Quran Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest. Answering your Quranic questions.
تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. To all those listening to us, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and we are Quran Quest, the program that examines the verses of the Quran one by one with our dear and beloved Brother Habib. Brother Habib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me.
So, Brother Habib, we're going through the chapters of the Quran one by one. We are on chapter An-Naba. Let's listen to verses 38 onwards of this chapter, and then we'll be back for the rest of the discussion.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeeb. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفًّا لَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَقَالَ صَوَابًا.
The day that the Spirit and the angels will stand in rows, they will not speak except for one whom the Most Merciful permits, and he will say what is correct.
ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقُّ فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَآبًا.
That is the true day, so he who wills may take to his Lord a way of return.